Glenn Speer has gone ziplining and free-falling, completed the edgewalk at the CN Tower and ridden on a motorcycle through the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia, all in the past decade of her 100-year existence. Those are but a few of the many experiences the adventurous Aurelia woman has had, as explained Thursday by her son, Scott Dougal, at Speer's 100th birthday party. For Speer, it's never too late to try something new. She decided in her 70s she wanted a job, so she went to school to learn the skills needed to be an administrative assistant. Not long after that, she was on a cruise and met Bill Speer. Mom said to Cam and I one time, "You know, Bill and I are thinking of getting married, but we'd like to live together for a little while first," Dougal said. His brother said, "No mother of mine is going to live in sin," Dougal recalled with a laugh. Speer's sons told her to do what she wanted, and she did. Different generations of family members were among the many who showed up Thursday to celebrate Speer, who Dougal credited with teaching him and his brother everything they needed to know. "These mothers, and that one, in particular," he said of Speer, "taught us self-sufficiency, independence and, most important, if you're going to do a lot of things in life and you're really going to try hard, you're going to fail and you're going to lose, but you're going to win and be successful more than failure." Speer's grandson and Dougal's son, Bruce Dougal, also paid tribute to his grandmother. "If it weren't for Granny Glenn, nobody would be here today and many of us wouldn't even exist," he said. "I am old enough to recognize that there are certain opportunities that come along in your life that you kind of have to just do it, and your grandmother's 100th birthday is definitely one of those things," he said, telling Speer, "Everyone here loves you." A smaller, more informal celebration was held for Speer's 99th birthday last year, so she was thrilled to be able to see the many people who lined up to wish her well Thursday. "I just can't believe it," she said. "I know a lot of people, but to have so many come here today is incredible."